Welcome to the Human Beat. Coast Community Radio held its annual membership meeting on the first Saturday of this month. After a hearty breakfast, one of the largest turnouts in recent memory greeted outgoing and incoming general managers Joanne Rideout and Graham Nystrom. This meeting audio has been edited for time, but you'll hear from Joanne and Graham and other members of staff, from the winning candidates for the station's board of directors, and from the winners of this year's annual awards. Here's Joanne.
So 7 years ago, at a meeting a lot like this, I accepted the job of being the manager of our beloved radio station, and it's been quite a ride. There was a lot to do, and we did it, and there's a lot we've accomplished. There's still a lot more to do, but the station is now can stand on its own 2 feet financially, and in a lot of other ways, and I feel really proud of the work that we've all done. And I've done it with a lot of help from staff members, from volunteers, from board members. But we can really be proud of the work that we've done. And I couldn't be happier. I mean, a couple of people have said to me, are you sad about stepping down? And I've tried to contain my glee, my happy dance. But I couldn't be more happy to hand the station off to Graham Nystrom. So I remember very clearly when I met Graham, and shortly after I got to know him a little bit, sometimes you just have a feeling about a person. And I looked at him, and based on what I know about what it takes to run this place, I said he could be the next, to myself, not to anybody else, I said, I think he might be the next station manager. You just sort of have a vibe about a person. And so here's what I know about Graham after knowing him for a while. He's very intelligent, he's very knowledgeable, he's very kind, he's very wise, and he has a tendency not to take any crap from anybody. Those are all wonderful qualities, many of whom I had to acquire, and he hasn't. It is with great pleasure that I say, you know, this is like a generational thing. I'm part of the generation that started this station. I'm a boomer. Great, you know, one of the things that they taught us in NFCB, all these meetings that I've been going to and conferences, is that the future of stations like ours is to figure out a way to get the next generation to embrace it. And the other thing is news, and so local news. So when I sat down in that news seat after Kate Brister left, I covered it because I knew how to do it and we needed somebody to do it. The more I sat in that chair, the more I thought, this is where I should be, this right now. This is where I should be, and somebody else, younger, should take over.
I'm gonna ask our development director, Susan Peterson, to come up here and give us her report.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for coming. This is a room full of joy for me. It's part of my job to bring people together for the station, and here you are. Thank you. So I got about a minute and a half left. You know, this year has been, we've gotten more new members, we've retained more members, we've gotten more car donations, and we've gotten more underwriters, which is the thing that I sell called Air Spots. And that just shows me that something's working at our station, that people are enjoying listening and seeing it as a valuable thing to invest in. And I thank everyone who's a part of that. And, you know, the list is so innumerable. It goes on and on. I want to thank Joanne. I'm glad she's not leaving the station, because now I would be crying. But, you know, she took a chance on me 4 years ago, and, you know, she knew me as a friend, but not, you know, she really took a chance on me, and this has been a dream job for me, and I really super enjoyed it. And I'm going to be here till I retire, so, you know, another 25 years. Okay. I also want to say that I am excited about the changes that we're making. I think Graham is going to lead us to a place that we have never seen before. And Brian and Janet coming on as new staff members are awesome. And I just want to warn you that the upstairs office is now going to be a power to contend with, because we are going to fire on all cylinders. So, boom.
Elizabeth Menetray, our program director, please.
Well, I'm finally recovering from a 19-hour plane ride that I took last week from Uzbekistan. And it's a wonderful country. It really is. And I brought back music from there, and I had a fantastic time, and it changed my entire perspective about life, the radio station, the world. It really changed me. So I highly recommend that you go there. Anyway, that's off the topic. The topic is programming. I've been here 22 years, and a lot of people have come and gone. We lost Dave Bennett this year, but we gained new people, and fabulous new people. I'm going to forget somebody's name if I start, but we have brand new programmers, and that's always exciting, and brand new programs like the Gospel Train, which is a program that I wanted to put on there for years, and now it's on and it's pretty popular. And we also have the Grateful Dead show on Friday nights, and more new programming to come, because we have to evolve as a radio station to bring new people listening and also keep the people who've been listening for years happy too. But it's a delicate balance, but we're always eager to try new things and bring new people on board. Very exciting is we're digitalizing our entire music library, and we have like 5-6 volunteers who are taking the entire music library, the CDs, and putting them digitally, so programmers will now be able just to access that. And that means the CD library will shrink and we'll be able to have more room for other things. Just thank you very, very much, volunteers, to all your hard work. I know you put your heart and soul into it, and you're wonderful.
We need to look forward, and that means that we need to have someone talk about where we are going, and this is the opportunity for our new station manager, Graham Nystrom, to step up and address this amazing audience.
Thanks, Richard. Oh, come on. Well, it's really just a joy and an honor to be up here, and it's amazing to see all of your beautiful smiling faces and to know that we are reaching our member base, and we're just so happy. I'm so happy that you came, and I think that, you know, I'm so happy that we have such great volunteers who are willing to slave away in the kitchen for 4 hours at 5 a.m. To feed you guys. And, yeah, thank you again, Sam and Will. So I encouraged everybody to keep it short and sweet, so I'm gonna do that. But I wanted to hit on two things. I was in Portland on Thursday for a follow-up appointment with my doc, and I was hitting the buttons going between OPB, KMHD, and KBOO, and it just struck me just smack in the face that, and I know it's not a competition, but we're a much better radio station than any of those three stations. So, yeah, and that's our programmers, and that's our program director, and that's everybody's passion and the tightness of this community at work. So that was just a real joy for me, because I lived in Portland for 12 years, and I listened to those stations a lot, and I thought they were good stations. But yeah, I'm just incredibly proud to be in the position that I am, and you know, to be asked by Joanne if I would be interested in taking over, and I said, of course, absolutely. It's an honor and a privilege, and I'm very optimistic that, you know, that where we are now, it's only going to get better, because there are just so many passionate people out there. And the work that Elizabeth and now Brian and I are doing with outreach to the high school, we're going to expand our KAYR program, which is the Astoria Youth Radio. We're going to start working on some internships in the technical and journalism fields, and I think that's going to only grow, and we're going to access more and more high schools in the listening area. And I do think that, you know, that I hear generational and baby boomer and Gen X and millennial and stuff, and And I think that is a priority to get young people passionate about radio. So anyways, the other thing I wanted to touch on was at work yesterday, I turned to Brian and said, I can't believe how lucky I am to enjoy my work so much and to enjoy the people that I work with so much. The addition of Brian to the staff and Janet has just been awesome. You guys are amazing. I am so incredibly fortunate. And another way that I'm fortunate is to have a very supportive partner over here, Jessamine. So thank you. Who's been a programmer for 7 years now. Dale the Velvet Voice. The voice that I love. So. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's my 3 minutes. Thank you for indulging me. Thank you for having me. Love you guys.
Thank you. So I don't have a lot to say. I am the new member specialist and the volunteer coordinator. And I want to echo what Graham was saying about how awesome it is to feel such joy coming to work every day. It's really amazing, and this is amazing. And speaking of the two hats that I wear, I want to thank all the volunteers that called all the members to encourage them to come today. So thank both populations. That's how this two-hat thing is gonna work, I guess. I started out as a volunteer, then I became a member, then I became staff, then I became a sustaining member. So I recommend kind of, you know, moving around from spot to spot like that and adding it if you can. If you're a member, please become a sustaining member. If you're a volunteer, become a member if you're, you know, etc. So, unfortunately, I also have to thank by name Liam Dunn because he recommended I apply for this job.
So. Yeah, Liam.
Thank you, Liam. And JB for setting such a great path for membership specialist jobs. Thank you. I look forward to working with each and every one of you. And here's Brian.
I almost got out of talking. I was so close. I was like out the door over there. You couldn't even see me. It was great. Well, my name is Brian Bobenizer. I know a lot of you, but there's some new faces out there. I am honored to be the new operations manager here at Coast Community Radio. A little bit about myself and my history with the station. I went through the class with Jessamine. And she reminded me 8 years ago, which dates me. I'm known as the young guy here, but that makes me feel a little older, so. I've been on the guidelines committee, I think, for 2 years, which has been really fun as well. And I never thought I'd have an opportunity at a job here. I remember when Graham came into town, and we were doing some work together in audio. And I was like, man, this guy's been in town for 3 months and now he's already got a job at the radio station? I was so jealous. I'm not gonna lie, Graham. I was like, man, I didn't even know that was possible.
You gotta live in the basement.
And I learned you gotta live in the basement first. You gotta really grind it out. But he got the job and, you know, really hit the ground running. And when he gave me the call to offer the job, I was still just dumbstruck. I didn't think it was possible, and it is a dream to work in audio full-time, almost full-time, here for Coast Community Radio. So we hope to do some great things for you guys, and let's nominate some board members. Let's get it going. Cheers.
I just want to say one thing about Liam Dunn. Liam painted the Tillotson House. And, you know, I was there when he was doing the work, and he worked his rear end off for us, and he hardly charged us anything, and it looks fabulous. So, next time you go to the house, take a look. It's a beautiful paint job. Thank you, Liam.
We've got a fantastic list of candidates. I'm really pleased that they are who they are and what they bring to the organization. And please welcome Jennifer Crockett.
Thanks for having me. I'm Jennifer Crockett. You may recognize me by the back of my head, which made Coast Weekend a couple weekends ago. It's a highlight. I wrote a speech, but I think actually I will spare you from it. My husband and I, Nate, who is playing violin here, we moved here 2 years ago because we had been living in Portland for about 15 years and felt like the city was growing around us, and we were struggling to make an impact. So we moved to this city that is small enough. Nate's from Carlton. This is big for him. This is a big town. But we moved to a city purposely that we knew that we could make an impact in the arts and actually accomplish things and contribute. And since I've lived here and since I've been at the Liberty Theater, I've learned that my voice is not more important than anyone else's voice in the community. And it's more about asking questions and listening and finding ways that you can be helpful. Coming, hopefully, onto the board for KMUN and Coast Community Radio, I have no grand plans. I'm here to serve, and I'm here to listen and contribute. And that, to me, is what's most exciting about this opportunity. And I'm so honored that I was nominated for this. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for your time, and thank you for considering me.
Thanks. You go by Jen rather than Jennifer, is that correct? Okay, thanks, Jen. Ellen Fry is our next speaker. So please.
Well, I'm Ellen Fry, and I'm your host for Sunday Bach. That's if you're up at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. I'm coming up on my 4-month anniversary for Sunday Bach. I started last July. I'm pretty excited about doing it. I love it. I'm coming up on my first anniversary in Astoria. I got here last November. The moving van got here in December. I think it was February that I started coming to the station and sitting down with Kate in her volunteer meetings. Elizabeth trained me in May. Graham showed me how to use Reaper. And I went on the air in July. And this place is pretty incredible. We all know that. But I joined something like 60 music programmers, and not even counting the news and the interviews and all these things. When I first came out, people said, oh, you must go to the radio station. It's so different. It's so amazing. The music programming, which I'm particularly attached to, but the variety. Not just, you know, there's classical and jazz and blues and pop and stuff, but each show has an expertise that just truly humbles me. And so any time of the day, and then you get the interviews, and then you get the news, and then, I mean, it's not like public radio at all. What I love hearing on the radio is that tagline, listener-supported, volunteer-run. So I'd like to be part of this move forward that Coast Community Radio is doing. Big changes, big challenges ahead, and I'd really like to be part of it. Thank you.
Jack Harris is our next speaker.
So I didn't really prepare anything either, but just going on autopilot, I would say, you know, 503-325-0010, just call. Stewardship. So that's really what I want to touch on, is that we are all here stewards of this amazing resource that we have in Coast Community Radio and everything it does and how it brings people together. And I'm just really happy to be part of a generation of this group that is kind of willing to take on some more of the advanced stewardship duties. And so this is the third time I've been up here to ask for your vote to be part of the board that kind of directs this ship down wherever it's going. And So I'm happy to do it again if you will have me. And if you don't want me, I'll go to Uzbekistan. You know. But I would love, you know, people sitting out there, a year from now, you could be up here, and it would be great to have 12 people running for the board. So think about it. It's really, if you're passionate about the station, and if you're passionate about what it does, and you've got a little time that you can carve out, it's really worthwhile, and it gives back more than you could ever put into it. So that's all I got.
We've got terrific candidates, and the next terrific candidate is Julia Reed.
Yes.
Please welcome Julia Reed.
Thank you. I am Julia. I have been on the board for about 4 years, I believe, as treasurer. My career was as an accountant. I am retired, mostly. So like Prue, I can come to the station anytime I need to. And I just love accounting work. That really is my passion. And it matches the passion of the others around me who have passion for their jobs and their vocations. And I am so excited about the team we have and the path that's laying out in front of us. Somebody mentioned at the last board meeting, it's like the perfect storm, that all these different people and all these different situations came together all at once. But in a good way, not a negative connotation like that storm usually has. So I am just thrilled for the chance, and I ask for the chance, to ride this storm out, because that's what we are now. We are riders of the storm. Thank you.
Martha Wharton is highly qualified, as all the others that have presented their case.
I'm here this morning, straight from the station, where I had the extreme privilege of doing a 3-hour classical music indulgence. That's how I think of it. But I'm here by way of Athens, Georgia, where I, believe it or not, got a degree from the University of Georgia in broadcast journalism. Whoa. And now you may not have heard much about the University of Georgia except about the football team, go Dawgs. But they have one of the premier journalism schools in the country. And I was privileged to study under the guy who helped found public radio. His name was Dr. Worth McDougall. And my goal, my dream in life, was to work in a small market, kind of little town radio station. Community radio, right? So 150 years later, here I am. The thing I'm here this morning to ask you is not for your vote. I want you to choose people, and as JD said, you could choose any of the 7 people in front of you and have wonderful commitment, passion, intelligence, and governance. But it is a huge job for you, because these airwaves belong to you and you're responsible for them. When the whole FCC administration was set up, it was for the public good. And I have never experienced anything that is more for the public good than what is happening right here. Thank you for being a part of it. Enjoy your morning. Have a good time.
The Rookie of the Year is given to a programmer who just went a little bit beyond for their first year. And this person has been over the top enthusiastic and also contributed in extra ways. And I'd like to give the Rookie of the Year to a guy who comes in every other Saturday for 3 hours, late in the evening, very late in the evening, and gives it his all, and that's Chris Duffy. Come up here.
I'm on the air tonight, apparently. Yeah, I just found out.
Thank you very much. I love KMUN. I love Coast Community Radio. Listener supported. It's been a fantastic experience. Amazing people. Each and every time I walk into the station, you meet someone new, and they're always awesome. So that turns me on to the music. Thank you very much. Elizabeth, you are great. Where is Elizabeth going?
Programmer of the Year has been a fantastic programmer for many, many, many years, but he has not gotten this award because he's been on staff for many years, and I didn't think that was, you know, it didn't seem like the right thing to do. But his show has been the most popular music program on our surveys for the last few years, number one, and I love it. I listen to it every Monday afternoon. He knows what he's talking about. He lives it, he plays it, and Joey, come on up here, programmer of the year.
I want to dedicate this to my first radio mentor, Pierce Christie. I might ask him if he'd like to have it in his house. Dedicated to him. And a few of those other mentors of mine, like Elizabeth and people like Liam Dunn, guys like that. You know. Who was that great jazz programmer for so many years? Vern Barth. Yeah. So, thank you. I guess I really wanted this, so.
The Board of Directors issues an award to a volunteer, part of our community, who has been a real asset to our program, and has been is going to be the recipient of what we call a Lifetime Achievement Award. Marianne Myers, would you please come up here?
I'm stunned. Every time I walk in the air room at the station, I know I'm lucky. I'm really lucky and grateful. And so for the opportunity to share music, but selfishly for the opportunity to listen to hours of music on my own, and then come to the station and put on the headphones and listen to hours of music. And I would say that two of the things I'm proudest of are getting Norma Hernandez and Linda Perkins on the radio. I am so proud of them and appreciative of what they've brought to us in terms of new voices and new approaches. So I thank all of you. I thank all of you for making room for me and for doing what you do. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to a half-hour condensation of this year's annual membership meeting for Coast Community Radio. If you are not already a member, we invite you to become one and have your say about KMUN, KCPB, and KTCB at next year's breakfast. As you've heard, we are volunteer-driven and listener-supported. I'm Roger Rocca.